In this week's parasha, Parshas Behar, the Torah uses the language of imach in regards to an ani. Ki imach achicha umata yada imach. And then the pasuk says, v'chei achicha, v'chei imach. V'chei achicha imach. So the Torah uses a little shonus of that the person should be living with you. The Torah uses a similar lashon back in Parshas Mishpatim, in Kesa Taves Me Eseoni Imach, the Oni should be with you. Over there, Rashi says that Eseoni Imach, Hevi Mistako Batzmacho Kilo Ato Oni. You should look at yourself as if you're an Oni. So the Oni is with you. Rashi is sort of saying you are with the Oni. You're there with the Oni. You're the same situation as the Oni. You're also an Oni. So he's wondering and thinking about what advantages can a person have, or what lessons will a person take if he will deal with the Ani as if the Ani is Imach. If he has that type of emotion of being Imach with the Ani, what would he learn from that? So, a person's going to learn humility. I'm not better than the Ani. I'm the same, like Rashi says, I'm an Ani also. We're in the same station in life. So when I interact with the Ani, I'm not going to interact with him from a point of gaiva. So that's humility. There's compassion. I can relate to his situation. I can understand his situation better because I'm also in the situation of being an Ani. So I'll be more interested in wanting to help him and care about him because I'm similar to him in that respect. If a person perceives himself as if he's an Ani, so there is humility vis-a-vis his Creator. The person understands he needs to come out to his Creator. He doesn't. The Baruch Shalom is giving something. It's not him. He's not being successful. Person is successful, starts thinking that he doesn't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He recognizes that he needs to come unto Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it'll be more easier for him to allocate his resources to others because they're not really his. He sees the world from at that vantage point. A person who is an Ani and every little thing is valuable understands the value of items. And not to waste things, and not to just to spend frivolously, but to have a purpose for something. So he will not throw his money around and waste it. He'll use it for good things. So there's many advantages to being an Ani in regards to the seeing the world in the proper context. Obviously, there's the challenge of being an Ani. A person will perceive himself being an Ani. He recognizes the pain and the difficulty which there is in being an Ani. So here, this person, if he can, in his mind, relate to the world of Anius without living through the dachkus of the Anius, it would be a tremendous accomplishment. That's a person normally cannot do that. But you have the person in front of you, and if you feel that person is with you, he's it's your brother, it's somebody which you mean is very dear to you, you'll be able to get, as it were, into his mind, into his situation, into his reality, into his challenges, and be and care about him properly. So if you see the person as being one with you, he's imach in the sense that he's one with you, so you will be able to relate to his situation. If he's one with you, it's your personal need. So, of course, you want to take care of your needs. So there are many, many different points over here which we can take out, and I'm going to challenge everybody to see if they can come up with some more. Have a good challenge.